Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. Welcome again to this time of Lent. So often, I think when we think of Lent, we kind of moan or groan interiorly, and we try to get down to it, and we try to make some decisions, and yet as Lent goes on, often those decisions falter. Today's a day to turn back. Today's a day to once again, in a certain sense, pick up our cross and follow Him. This time, the cross of our own sins and our own failings and our own limitations, all those things that keep us back, seemingly, from running after Jesus. And yet, in reality, if we bring those shortcomings, if we bring those mistakes, if we bring our desires and our hopes to the Lord, He will show us how to access His grace, to receive His power and His love and His mercy. We're just so accustomed to depending on ourselves, turning first to ourselves, and only then if we fail, we turn to friends, and maybe way down the line when we get desperate enough, we turn to God. We need to reverse that. We need to turn to God first. God will show us if there are people who can counsel us or help us or encourage us, but first turn to Him. Bring your needs to Him. Bring your lack to Him. Bring your suffering to Him. Sometimes even our disgust with ourselves, the way we sin. Bring it to Him. You don't need to hide it. He knows it. Bring it to Him. And He will make what is ill, well. He will make what is impure, pure. Yes, we have to cooperate with His grace, but He will pour out abundant grace upon you. And remember, grace, God sharing Himself with us. This is not some little thing that He gives us. When God gives us grace, He imparts Himself so that we can both lean on Him, but also rise with Him. It's really true. So let's take a look at these readings in light of what I've just said. The first reading for the Mass today is from the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 7, verses 23 to 28. Thus says the Lord, this is what I commanded my people. All right, this is Jeremiah the prophet speaking, and he says, the Lord says, this is what I commanded you to do. Listen to my voice. Then I will be your God, and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I command you so that you may prosper. God doesn't give us these rules and regulations to limit us, to hinder us, to bind us, to keep us from, quote, having fun. God gives us His commandments because His commandments are what conform us to His image and likeness. And when we do that, we will prosper. That's not just words from the prophet Jeremiah thousands of years ago. This is God's word to us today. Walk in all the ways that I command you so that you may prosper. But as we continue here, what happened to the people of Jeremiah's time happens to us today. But they obeyed not, nor did they pay heed. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts and turned their backs, not their faces, to me. Turned away from God. Turned away from the only source of life we have. The only hope we really have. Don't let your obstinacy, don't let your anger, don't let your bitterness, don't let your depression, don't let anything keep you back from Him. He is the source of life, and He desires to give you so much life. But they obeyed not, nor did they pay heed. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts and turned their backs, not their faces, to me. From the day that your fathers left the land of Egypt, even to this day, I have sent you untiringly all my servants, the prophets. I've sent you prophet after prophet after prophet to speak my word. And you turn your back, not your face. You turn your back to me. What God wants us to do is turn our faces toward Him so that He can impart His blessing, His wisdom, His correction, His goodness, His mercy to us. If I'm out in a boat of some kind and the waves get a little choppy, I'm so glad when somebody in another boat can say, turn this way, do this, do that, and they get me through the patch of water or the storm, the momentary storm. Are we so proud and so arrogant that we cannot turn to God and say, God, help me. Help me. Turn me around here. Show me the way you want me to go. It's not magic. It's a relationship. So you say it day after day after day, and He comes. He comes. From the day that your fathers left the land of Egypt, even to this day, I have sent you untiringly all my servants, the prophets. Yet they have not obeyed me, nor paid heed. They've stiffened their necks and done worse than their fathers. When you speak all these words to them, they will not listen to you either. When you call to them, they will not answer you. Say to them, this is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord, its God, or take correction. Brothers and sisters, could that be applied to us? I think so. This is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord, its God, or take correction. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech. If we don't read the word of God, if we don't pray the word of God, how can we impart the life-giving word of God to anybody else? And I don't mean just preaching the actual words of the scriptures, though we could do that too. But I mean learning the lessons of the scriptures until they become part of you. And then when you find yourself in circumstances where the truth needs to be told, you're able to do it because your life is undergirded, your life is supported, your life is directed by God, not by self. Psalm 95, if today you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. Come, let us sing joyfully to the Lord. Let us acclaim the rock of our salvation. Let us come into His presence with thanksgiving. Let us joyfully sing psalms to Him. Come, let us bow down in worship. Let us kneel before the Lord who made us. For He is our God, and we are the people He shepherds, the flock He guides. Oh, that today you would hear His voice. Harden not your hearts as at Meribah, as in the day of Massa in the desert, where your fathers tempted me. They tested me, though they had seen my works. You know, isn't that true, brothers and sisters? We can beg God for something, and it happens. Do we even go back and thank Him? Do we remember what He has done for us? Does it increase our faith? Do we grow in gratitude? Or do we just say, thanks, appreciate that, and then we go on as though nothing had changed? God intervenes in our lives. Honor Him. Obey Him. Follow Him. Thank Him. Today, if you hear His voice, harden not your hearts. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 14 to 23, Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute, and when the demon had gone, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, by the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons. In other words, they're saying, oh, he's in cahoots with the enemy. He's doing this by the power of demons. They're totally reversing. This is the God of heaven and earth. This is the Lord who broke the power of evil. And they're saying, oh, He must be doing it in the name of demons. Brothers and sisters, this is blasphemy. Others, to test Him, ask Him for a sign from heaven. But He knew their thoughts. And He said to them, every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore, they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. And he is the presence of the kingdom of God. And he's saying that kingdom has come upon you, and you don't even recognize him. In fact, you're attributing his actions to the greatest enemy any of us could ever have. How twisted our minds get, how confused we get when we simply live out of stubbornness and bitterness and anger. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me. In other words, brothers and sisters, there's no neutral territory. Listen to this carefully. Right now in Lent, listen to this. Whoever is not with me, actively with me, is against me. And whoever does not gather with me scatters. It could not be plainer for us, brothers and sisters. If you're not with him, you are against him. We need to actively commit ourselves to the Lord day in, day out. And sometimes after something where our faith gets tested, where we're hurt or we're embittered by something, just stop right there and say, Lord, I need you to help me through this so that my bitterness doesn't poison me. I need help, Lord God. Come and help me. Brothers and sisters, please, please pay heed to what God is asking. God's asking that we are with him. Whoever is not with me is against me. There's no middle ground. There's no neutral place. You are either with God or against God. And where are you? Are you straddling one foot in one camp and one foot in the other? Maybe in a particular area. Get your foot out of the enemy's camp. Get it into the Lord's camp. As I bring this particular program to a close, I want to recommend another book I mentioned to you in the last few weeks, the book by Robert Cardinal Sara, God or Nothing, and I really urge you to read that. Another book I'd like to recommend to you is entitled The Impact of God, written by Father Ian Matthew, The Impact of God. That book is available from Hodder Publisher, but I'm sure that in any reputable bookstore, you could access it or ask them to order it for you. It's called The Impact of God. It's based on St. John of the Cross. It is one of the books that I read that I couldn't put down and that I kept remembering and kept coming back to. And for those reasons, I just wanted to particularly recommend it to you now in this season of Lent, The Impact of God. Very, very rich, very inspiring, very helpful. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.